Hiding Out. This is Murphy Gibbons. The story told in Lena Crawford's book, Pioneers on the Nueces, was that Will Ashton got into some kind of trouble and had to leave the country. That is partly true. He did get into trouble, but he didn't leave the country. Will Ashton was the only son of a wealthy family that moved from Kentucky to Nueces County in the 1850s. The Ashtons bought a lot of land. At one time, the Ashton Ranch stretched from Banketti to within 15 miles of Corpus Christi. That was before Will Ashton began to fritter it away. Ashton's sisters, Charlotte and Mary, were married and had their own homes. With the death of the parents, Will became overseer of the family ranch, but he was more interested in hard liquor and gambling than running a cattle ranch. He was a regular at nightly card games along the Nueces River. He began to sell or trade off Ashton land for ready cash. Despite his failings, Ashton loved his sisters. He threatened to kill Mary Ashton's husband, Marcus Fusselman, when he caught him beating Mary in a drunken rage. Marcus Fusselman, by the way, was a maternal uncle of longtime newsman Eli Merriman. In September 1863, Will Ashton rode up to his sister's house just in time to see his brother-in-law whipping Mary with a plaited lariat rope. Ashton pulled out his gun and shot Fusselman dead. It was rumored that Will Ashton left the state, that he had gone to ground in California. But Ashton was still around his old haunts. He loved his family and friends too much to leave. There was a price on his head, and bounty hunters were looking for him, so he lived on the run. When gambling in saloons, Ashton would face the mirror so he could see anyone approaching his blind side. One day in the Buckhorn Saloon in San Antonio, two men spotted him and separated to charge him. He saw one advancing on him in the mirror and whirled around to face him. The other man shot him in the back. So ended the life on the run for Will Ashton. This is Murphy Gibbons.